The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I traveled. Anytime I went on vacation, had a time change, traveled for work, or my routine was thrown off in any way, I would get constipated. It was miserable. And especially if you're traveling with a group of people, or you're traveling and you're wearing bathing suits, or you're traveling with a significant other and you're sharing a hotel room and there's only one bathroom, and then you're like, oh my God, what do I do? Finally, you get that window of time when you have to go to the bathroom and you're in a room with other people. And I'll give you some quick tips on that later, but yeah, we'll get back to that. 40% of people have trouble pooping while they travel. Shocking. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to address that when last week's episode came out, it was pre-recorded, and when it did come out, I wish that I had spoken more about what was going on in the world, or addressed it to give it felt disingenuous to put out an episode last week without addressing what was going on in our world. There's so much suffering and anger and confusion and true terror happening in the world, and hearing video or seeing videos, hearing stories, watching the news. I know a lot of us say we try and not watch the news. It's all propaganda and it's all these things, which yes, absolutely. But there is no denying that there's so much terror happening in the world. And before we get into today's episode, there was no way that I could not respond and acknowledge that. And this is not about me. This is not about us. This is not about anyone but there's no easy way to talk about what's going on in the world with Israel and Palestine and Hamas. These horrific, horrific, horrific events that are occurring in our day-to-day, and our life is happening. It feels like life is going on, but then we get these reminders of people that are going through absolute hell. Hell on earth. True hell on earth. And I know I joke about it, saying that my Jewish side of the family, all these things. I know I was baptized one way and then celebrated certain things. This is not about me. This is not about my family. This is not about me at all in any way. But when you see such hatred toward a group that you know has gone through so much already, it's really, really eye-opening and makes you think differently about the reactions that we're seeing from people in the U.S., the reactions of people who are agreeing with what's going on. It's really confronting and makes you think, and really makes you think about the anti-Semitism that is going on in our day-to-day lives. It happens all around us, and no matter what, no matter how you are raised, no matter what religion, what race, what gender, what anything, there is no room for anti-Semitism. If you feel, and in any sense of the way, I'm going to say this very clearly, if you feel in any sense of the way that what is not going on in the world isn't absolutely fucked, when it comes to what is happening on the Gaza Strip with Hamas, with Palestinians, with Israel, with all the innocent lives that have been lost and are suffering still, if you in any way don't think that that is absolutely wrong and full stop, then please unsubscribe. Don't listen. There's not room for that. And that's a no. And we won't get into it, but I did want to put it out there that it felt disingenuous to put it out last week without noticing. And I know we are here for levity and information and talks about constipation and travel, and that's what you're here for. I understand I'm not gospel on these things, but that is how I feel about certain scenarios. And I couldn't not say something. Okay. Oof. What a truly tragic past couple of weeks. We're getting into today's episode, and thanks for listening to me through that. I don't even know what I just said, but there are some things that make you think, and there are some things that make you feel, and there are some things that confuse you. And all I want to do is be very clear on where I stand with this, and that it's horrific. And if you don't agree, see ya. You can go. Anywho, we're going to get into today's episode, and I want to give y'all a quick statistic. According to Dr. Daniel Mottola, he's a gastroenterologist and hepatologist at NYU, I hope I'm not saying this wrong, Langone Medical Center, says that humans are creatures of nature. Oh my God, Liza, you're butchering it. Humans are creatures of routine. And when we change things up, our digestive systems are affected. According to, Reader's Digest, wow, amazing. 40% of people have trouble pooping while they travel. What do relaxation, sleep, bone health, and muscle relaxation, as well as positive mood enhancement, what do all of these things have in common? They all require essential magnesium. I have been taking the essential magnesium supplement from Organifi for over 3, 4, almost 5 months because I wanted to make sure that I was doing everything I could for my muscles to recover after workout so I could reap the benefits of all of my workout routines. And the best way to do that is to get good sleep. And the best way to get good sleep is to ensure you have all of the right nutrients, all of the right vitamins and minerals in your body, including essential magnesium. Magnesium glycinate is a form of of magnesium that does help to facilitate healthy, gentle digestion, strong support for your body, your mind. And in this capsule, it is a high absorption magnesium. So you can ensure yourself that you are getting what you need and it's getting into your system and you are getting the sleep that you need. It's promoting bone growth, especially if you are doing more weightlifting or you are getting into that older age where you want to focus on your full body recovery. This is plant-based, dairy-free, vegan, soy-free, glyphosate residue-free, and of course, gluten-free. You can try any of the magnesium or Organifi supplements at Organifi.com/HTH. Again, you can check out all of my favorite products, especially their magnesium supplement, their probiotics. Of course, the everyday green juice that I take every single morning, that also really helps with regularity. All of Organifi's products are trusted, backed, and glyphosate residue free. I trust them, I love them, and I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Try the magnesium glycinate at Organifi.com/HTH for 20% off. Enjoy. 40% of people have trouble pooping while they travel. I would be very interested to know in this study by Reader's Digest and on Bustle, I'd be very interested to know also if they were talking about men or women. The majority of people that listen to this podcast are female. And I get it because we have a lot of talks about sex and female orgasms and IUDs and hormones and how to stay fit, how to plan your workouts around a menstrual cycle. We got a lot of female stuff going on. But this is for anyone. And I don't know if they chose all men. I don't know if this was double blind. I don't know if they were just having people at a Harris Teeter put their answers in a bucket. We don't know how these things are happening. However, all I know is that for about up until I was about 22 years old, 23 years old, anytime I traveled, anytime I went on vacation, had a time change, traveled for work, or my routine was thrown off in any way, I would get constipated. It was miserable. And especially if you're traveling with a group of people, or you're traveling and you're wearing bathing suits, or you're traveling with a significant other and you're sharing a hotel room and there's only one bathroom, and then you're like, oh my God, what do I do? Finally, you get that window of time when you have to go to the bathroom and you're in a room with other people. And I'll give you some quick tips on that later. But yeah, we'll get back to that. 40% of people have trouble pooping while they travel. Shocking. What is going on with this? I think that it's appropriate to bring up now because it's middle of October. It's getting towards the end of October. This is towards the time of year when people start traveling more. And let me say this very clearly. 2 weeks ago, I don't know why I'm saying this, like I'm the president of the United States of the world. Genuinely, this is just a story that's relevant. We were working with a company a couple of weeks ago that a huge company that does alcohol sales, and they are one of the largest distributors of alcohol. And without going into detail and without giving numbers, they didn't give me numbers, but we had questions. Oh, how does your business run? What is it like during the holidays? Like, what are your busy seasons? Asking these general questions. This company said that they did 42% of their annual sales just during Q4, as in October, November, December. October, November, December are when this company does 42% of their overall annual sales, meaning that during this period of time in the world, or in the US, excuse me, this is when we are traveling more, we are going to more parties, we are celebrating, we are moving around, we're drinking, we're going out, we're getting a buzz on, we're moving and we're shaking, and things aren't in our typical routine. Those two numbers, the 40% of people who have trouble pooping while they travel, and this company, who's one of the largest distributors of alcohol and liquor in the US, is saying that they're selling a huge majority of their product in just these 3 months of the year, those two things make so much sense to me. And I know I'm saying, oh, well, we travel all throughout the year. It's not just in the latter part of the year. Yes, however, if we are looking at general population, we know that many people travel over the holidays. We see it in airports. We're like, oh, don't want to go to the airport on the holidays because it's chaos. We all know this. We are being a little general here. Let's talk about this. What's happening here? When we consider travel, what are the main components? We are in a new place. We are doing new daily activities, potentially in a new time zone, which means our body is thrown off its natural rhythm. It's thrown off its circadian rhythm. It's knocked off its biological clock. It's knocked off of its clock. Oh my gosh, there's a bug crawling into my water bottle. Not like this. We are not having another hawk situation like we were last week when three chaotic hawks were outside my window. If you need to listen, highly recommend not. But if you need a little entertainment, you can go back to last week's episode and talk about the hawks that are outside of my window, feasting on whatever kind of carcass was downstairs. I digress. When we think about being in a new space, a new routine, new environment, we think, oh, well, we're still eating food though. We're still sleeping. We're still doing X, Y, Z in a similar way. Our bodies crave routine. The less barrier to entry option that our body has, it's going to take. For instance, you're traveling, you're on an airplane. That means you are going up to 30,000 feet in the air and your body is being compressed in certain ways. When we reach a certain amount of altitude, our body and our digestion, our body's not prioritizing digestion. That's why in past episodes, I've always said, hey, if you're on a plane, if you can stick to hydrating, don't drink the water on the plane that they give you unless it's coming out of a bottle. Fill up your water bottle beforehand. But if you can stay sticking to super easy to digest foods or fast or have your meal about 45 minutes to an hour before your flight, the way you will reduce bloat and gas and digestive irregularity will blow your mind. I used to travel with a small teaspoon of chia seeds at the bottom of my water bottle. And then when I got to the airport, I would fill up my water bottle. And I haven't done this in a while. I need to. I would fill up my water bottle so I had some chia seeds. It's a great, fantastic way to keep your digestive tract moving. It creates that viscous gel around the chia seed that helps to flow through you and push debris. And it can help support digestion when you're traveling while keeping you hydrated, while adding a bit of anti-inflammatory elements from the omega-3s and the chia seeds. And then it also allows you to have some sorts of essential fats and fiber. That's a huge hack. I didn't even think I was going to talk about that on this episode. If you are traveling, that is one way, because that really is the start of it all. You have a weird flight at a weird time. Maybe you have to get up super early, or you have to get in the car super early, and you are waking up earlier than you anticipated. A quick tip for any type of travel day, whether you are going to be in the car for a while, a few hours or more, or you're on a flight, one thing that I really always recommend to do, have as much of a semblance of your normal morning routine as you can. Meaning, if you got to wake up at 5 a.m. to catch a flight, maybe you wake up at 4:30 so that you can wake up, you can stretch, if you're normally a morning workout kind of person, you don't have to go work out, but maybe you get up and stretch, or maybe you get up and move your body. Have your hot water with lemon. Do what you typically do in your morning routine, because your body's already going to be in a state of fight or flight when you're traveling. You might not feel added stress, but your body will manifest that stress in a different way, in whether it be constipation, dehydration, a headache, a little bit of overwhelm, however that anxiety, or not anxiety, but fight or flight manifests. It could end up that it affects your digestion. And so anything we can do to get ourselves into a lower state of stress, it will be beneficial. Because what's happening when you get stressed or in your fight or flight freeze mode? You get tense, and your body is not prioritizing digestion. It's just prioritizing, okay, run or breathe. Oh, we're not breathing. And so the breath gets shallow. There's a lot of different things that happen on a physiological level. But if you can reduce that tension, it reduces tension inside your body. Like, we get a tight jaw or tight chest or tight shoulders if we feel any sort of tension or stress. Our bodies internally, not just our bones and our muscles, but our soft muscles as well, which is the colon and your digestive tract and your pelvic floor, all of these soft muscles going on down there, they tense up as well. And if they are super tense, they are definitely not going to release your morning conference call. So begins the irregularity. Now, that's travel. We understand that's the physical component of traveling. That's the getting to the destination. Then we have food at different times, food being prepared at different ways, and the consistent mindset of, well, I'm on vacation, I'm going to eat totally differently than I normally do. Answer me this question. You're confused at why are you confused about why you get constipated when you are traveling, yet you are selecting all these foods that are totally different from what you might normally eat, or you're confused, but you're still drinking a ton of alcohol on these trips? This is not me on a pedestal. Like, drink, do whatever you want to do, eat however you want to eat. This is not me telling you, but we have to know that these things coincide. Alcohol and different food choices will affect your gut during vacation. Let's start with this. Maybe when you are at home and you're in your normal routine, you're having your three meals throughout the day. This is just going to be pretty textbook. Let's just say that your day goes perfectly and this is how you eat. You have a little bit of protein, a little bit of carbs, starch, fiber, and then you have some fats and greens. Great. That's your meal. And then maybe at dinner, you have chicken, broccoli, brown rice, a little avocado, some teriyaki, like whatever your average meal is. You have some version of that in your normal day-to-day routine. Then you go on vacation and you think, oh, well, I'm going to have a burger and fries, or I'm going to have just pizza, or I'll have something else you would get on vacation, some type of just pasta. Awesome. Great. But we also know that if you're used to having those three or four components in your meal to make it a balanced meal at your home life, and then you go on vacation or you go on a trip and you are only selecting one or two of those macronutrients, so maybe you just have spaghetti and meatballs, great. It's going to be awesome and enjoy that experience. Have a good time. But no, maybe that will affect your gut. If you are not adding in a green, not adding in some fiber, doing things that reduce the impact and the shock that your body has, is like, oh shit, we don't have any fiber happening tonight. We only have protein and this no fiber pasta. What are we going to do? Maybe if we add in, maybe this is when we take a probiotic. Maybe this is when we travel with the greens juice. Hey, we had a big night. We just had like pizza and French fries. I know that that's not what I normally have. So in the morning, I'm going to have green juice. You fill in some of those nutritional gaps. There are ways to still enjoy vacation and not be incredibly constipated, but there are small some small rituals that will allow you the relaxation and the pseudo routine that will help you stay regular. You had that dinner the night before, maybe you had a couple cocktails, you wake up and you're like, I'm not feeling my best. Maybe instead of reaching immediately for the mimosa or the coffee, maybe you nourish your body with a little bit of electrolyte and you chug 32 ounces of water. You sit on that and you give yourself about 30, 40 minutes to an hour before you have coffee. Have your green juice. Let it settle before you start getting into your day-to-day activities. Because we all know that we have that window in the morning or whenever throughout the day where we're like, oh, our body is saying I have to go to the bathroom. And if you don't go, sometimes we lose that window and we do not want to lose that window. Here's one other thing. That's food. Maybe I do want to talk about alcohol when it comes to constipation on vacation. And by the way, when I say constipation, it can be the inverse. It can be traveler's diarrhea as well. Not just if you're getting Montezuma's revenge from another country's water or something. You can get it anywhere. You can get stress, anxiety, diarrhea, or loose bowels of some sort. I know this is so sexy. Who is she? She is just the hottest thing of all time, talking always about, always talking about bowel movements. Some things never change. But we got to cover the basics. When we also think about travel, we think about alcohol. And not everyone thinks about alcohol. I'm not like a big drinker, but I do indulge. I do have a couple drinks a month, maybe. And that's fun. It's not enough to totally throw off my game, but I totally notice it. So here's what's happening. Let's say you go to the bathroom. They run out of paper towels. So you think, oh, I'm going to go grab some hand sanitizer outside. Go to the bathroom. And then you use your hand sanitizer. Why? Why are you using hand sanitizer? Because you want to clean your hands. You want to disinfect your hands. You want to kill the germs and the bacteria. What is doing that? It's the alcohol from the hand sanitizer. If we reverse math that, we know that alcohol kills bacteria, good and bad. The alcohol does not discriminate between good and bad bacteria. What can we do? If we want to have a couple glasses of alcohol, maybe we want to have a couple glasses of wine with our partner, our buddies, or our girls, or we have had a rough fucking week because of the state of the world, and we just want to go sit and have a lightly dirty martini with three olives and have a good time and not speak to anybody. And maybe we want to meet a stranger at a bar. Maybe we want to bring a book and act like we're reading, but really we want someone to come sit and talk to us, and we want to feel cool in a new city, whatever it is. You want to have your beverage, have it. Frothy martini on a Thursday night while watching Love Island. Do what you got to do. Now, what is happening when we're drinking this alcohol is it is quite literally disrupting our gut bacteria. It is killing off the healthy gut flora as well as the unhealthy gut flora. If you know that your every sip of alcohol is going to be disruptive to your gut, you want to make sure that one, if you have the opportunity to have something organic, or if you're doing a glass of wine, make sure it is European, like French or Italian, maybe even Spanish, because they use less pesticides, less sugar, less sulfates, less toxins, chemicals, fillers, all that bullshit. But also, if you're going to go ahead and have some alcohol, ensure that you are maybe not drinking on a fully empty stomach. Have some base layer that in some way is building up gut flora whilst you kill it. I know that sounds dramatic, but that is what's happening. If you can take a probiotic the day of or the morning after, continue to do so. But if there are ways to mitigate, if you're already going to be drinking, or if you know that that's not an option to cut out or stop, then do what you can to mitigate the amount of gut flora that will be sacrificed with drinking. Have some healthy sourdough, have some greens, some microgreens, have a variety of different fibers throughout the day, and say to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to do this, but anticipate that you're going to have, if you want to have a normal conference call the next day, sometimes it doesn't happen after one night of drinking, but after a couple cumulative nights or like full days, then yeah, you can expect some changes to be happening in your gut. That's when you go back to the basics. You wake up, you give yourself 30 minutes to an hour before your coffee, and you just have high quality water with a little bit of electrolyte. Maybe you have some lemon in there. And then hopefully you have some food or fat or protein on your stomach before you have that first cup of coffee or the first cup of whatever. And maybe you have a nice balanced breakfast before you go into your daily, I know even during Thanksgiving, people wake up and they're like, oh, we're sitting outside having a beer, however it is, or before you have sugar. Ooh, sugar is a big one. We won't spend a lot of time on this because I want this to be a brief solo episode. Sugar, when we travel, I was just in Boston last weekend with my sister, visiting my sister. And we, of course, you know, bless her heart, she is pregnant right now. She's not drinking. And so you better bet that we're going to Scoops or Farfar's in her town, which are the two ice cream shops. And oh my God, it was so great. I was such a psychopath and I got grape nut flavor. It was like vanilla with the crunchy grape nuts, which I was a fan of. It was nostalgic. There was candy corn flavor. There was the good type of mint green chocolate chip, which this is not a health food. I understand this, but I also knew, okay, I'm going to fully enjoy this, but I'm probably going to have to wake up early. And I said, okay, I'm actually going to fast before my flight the next morning. We had a 7 a.m. flight. We stopped eating around 8 o'clock, I think. And then I didn't eat food again until 9:45 or 10 the next morning. I had my greens juice. We had some electrolytes in the plane and we just continued to stay hydrated. Then when we got home, we had a big breakfast and it was great. It was great. I was definitely hungry on the plane, but I know that my stomach gets so bloated when I fly that it wasn't worth it to me to have a bloated, painful stomach ache all day because of the air and the gas and the up and the down. When you're on a plane, after you've taken off and you're at, what, 10,000 feet, 20,000 feet, then you go to open your water bottle and it explodes all over you. And you're like, what the hell is happening? Same thing as if you go fully underwater and your water bottle contracts and crushes in on itself. It's the same thing. When you go up really high into low altitude or high altitude, low thin air, low oxygen, then yeah, you are going to expand. Things are going to expand. Belly bloat and plain bloat is real. And when you go under the sea, things are going to contract. Don't go too far because, you know, submarine, RIP. But those are two of the physical components of traveling. Well, the three physical components of traveling. The traveling within itself, make sure you're getting up a little earlier and having your actual morning routine. Give yourself some semblance of routine. Then you have the different foods that you're traveling with. And then you have alcohol and sugar, which tend to either eliminate good and bad gut bacteria, and the sugar is going to feed the not so great bacteria. So if you ever come back and you're like, why do I have worse BO after that trip? Why do I have such crazy shit cravings after that trip? We all think, oh, after a vacation, we come home and we try and get back on the wagon with every intention of, you know, having our balanced meals and feeling good, which we absolutely should be able, we actually absolutely should try. But we're thinking, oh my God, why do I have these cravings even after my trip? I'm home, I'm in my normal routine. And it takes even longer to get back to your normal cravings or lack of cravings because you're potentially feeding this gut bacteria full of sugar. I say these things not as a fear tactic. I say these as this is simply what I hear often. And this is what goes on with my body also when I travel for any extended period of time, or I'm out of my routine. These are real life situations that happen all the time, and these are simple ways to mitigate it. Hydrate. Bring a quality water bottle with you. Get filtered water. Bring some chia seeds in your water bottle while you travel. It's a game changer. Bring your greens juice if you know you're going to be making different food decisions. I'll leave a link in the show notes for the greens juice powder that I use. And then if you're going to drink alcohol, can you have a balanced meal? Can you incorporate more fiber throughout the day? Can you do that on a non-empty stomach? Can you find organic? There's lots of little things you can do. I wanted this to be a brief solo episode. And for all intents and purposes, it is a brief solo episode. Where are we at? We're at 31 minutes. This is great. I think that's about what we got today. That's going to be enough. When I say these are all simple fixes, I'm not saying easy because it does take slight effort, but when you travel, remember this, the bar is so low for our health expectations and what it truly takes to stay regular while you travel. The bar is so low for what you need to do. And I think if you incorporate one or two of these practices daily when you are traveling, you will surprise yourself with how regular you can stay and how simple it is to bounce back after you get home. Don't be the 42% of people that get constipated on a trip. One or two small practices per day can change the game for you and make your bounce back when you get back to reality a thing. And you can start incorporating these right now as we get into the colder months, the travel months, the holiday months, or the busier work months, whatever it is for you. I hope you enjoy. Make sure you subscribe, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It's the little purple app on your phone. If you're listening on Spotify, hit follow. It is the most appreciated and amazing way to support the podcast. Share it with a friend, screenshot it, put it on your social media and tag me, and we will repost and I'll send you a hotter than health tote bag. Hope you have an amazing rest of your afternoon, and we will talk to you next Thursday. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Bye.